About a foot and a half, say?
I'd say about 18 inches, uh-huh. Mostly.
About.
And you look at, the head looks bigger than the body.
Uh-huh.
Look more like an anteater than this.
Anteater. Okay, if you have a pig and you don't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to have to do to him?
Castrate him.
Okay. What's the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
What?
What's the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
What does the calf or the cow?
The calf.
Well, he you think he's dying.
Well, what does he do? What's the name of the sound?
Oh, he bellers and raises cane.
Okay, all right. What do you call a sort of a gentle noise that's made by a cow at feeding time?
Well, I don't know how to describe that.
Okay.
And they give you a light beller too, you know.
Let's see. What's a gentle noise that a horse makes?
He nickers.
Okay. Say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so on, and when they're getting hungry, you say, "Well, I got to go out and feed the
stock."
Okay. And if you got to feed the chickens and the turkeys and the geese and all those, you say, "I'm going to have to go out and feed the
chickens." And the stock and gather the eggs.
Okay, all right. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
A setting hen, you mean, when she's setting?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. And a setting of eggs is 15.
Is what?
15 eggs is a setting of eggs.
Oh, I didn't know that. No
15,
kidding.
Yeah.
They lay that many at once?
No, they didn't, but that's what's considered a... setting of eggs.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to set a hen, they generally put that many eggs under.
Huh. So she'll know there are enough there to make it worth it, huh?
Well, some of them set on one egg. They take those to set.
Uh-huh.
But that's where the farmer comes in.
Uh-huh.
He puts a set of eggs under them.
Huh. I shouldn't know that. What do you call that? If you have fried chicken, what do you call that bone that kids pull on and break?
Wishbone.
Okay. What's the deal with the wishbone?
They make all kinds of stuff out of it. One gets sharp, one's going to get married first and all that stuff.
Okay.
I never did believe in that stuff. Because I've been married all my life.
Yeah, all your life. Ever since you're born.
Yeah.
What do you call inside parts of the chicken that you can eat? The liver and the heart and the gizzard and all that stuff.
What did you call what?
Yeah, all that stuff that you, the insides of a chicken that you can eat.
Yeah. Well, they eat the heart. Some of them eat the heart. Gizzard mostly. That's the main part.
Yeah. Do you have a name for all that stuff that you call all of it?
Gizzard and heart that's about all I was cool with.
Okay. What about the inside parts of a pig?
Well, a lot of people eat the lights.
What's that?
That's the thing. I'd call it a part of the lung. I don't know.
Is it good?
I never did food inside, except maybe the heart.
Uh-huh. Of a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call the part of a pig that people sometimes eat and sometimes they stuff sausage in it?
What do you call that part of the pig?
Yeah.
Guts.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
That sounds vulgar to me.
Sounds direct and to the point.
Yeah, yeah.
No beating around the bush. So you hear the cow moon and the horse carrying on and everything, and you say, "Gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's almost
bedtime."
Okay.